your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Sarah D'Elia. This week, U.S. District Court Judge Linwood Smith said the county needs to appoint a receiver, someone who will select, hire, promote, demote, discipline, or fire Jefferson County employees. The receiver is not connected to the county's bankruptcy and sewer department, but to the hiring practice of Jefferson County. Here now to explain the impending appointment is Kyle Whitmire with AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, briefly, how did Jefferson County get to the point where we need someone to come in and make these big decisions about hiring and firing and disciplinary actions?
Well, if you read the judge's opinion, and it is a it's almost a Russian novel. It's 147 pages long. We were wondering what the judge had been doing for the last 6 months, and then we found out yesterday what it was. He more or less says this should have happened a long time ago. The county has had every opportunity to get these personnel issues straightened out. What we've seen is, you know, for 39 years, Jefferson County has struggled with lawsuits over discriminatory hiring and firing practices. And, you know, it entered into this consent decree, as did the city of Birmingham, as did the Jefferson County Personnel Board, which is sort of its own autonomous entity that handles civil service issues. But those two, Birmingham and the Personnel Board, they've already dealt with all these issues. They've satisfied the court. They're no longer underneath this consent decree. But Jefferson County has never been able to get its act together to stop these you know, sort of arbitrary hiring practices. And now the judge has said enough is enough.
So this is not something that most counties have, this receiver position.
No. I mean, a receiver is, I mean, it is sort of a court-appointed dictator. I mean, everybody here who watched the Jefferson County sewer crisis saw a court-appointed receiver for the sewer system, you know, John Young. This is someone the court, you know, sends in. This is the court's proxy. They make decisions and the county has to abide by them or be held in contempt of court.
So the question of how much power will the receiver have, it seems like absolute.
Absolute power. I mean, this is, I mean, they could potentially go back if the county disagreed with something, they could go back to Judge Linwood Smith and say, hey, this isn't working out. But the judge's patience has grown so short with the county, that's very unlikely to ever happen.
What does this mean for county employees at various levels? I mean, should someone maybe at a lower county level position be concerned that this person with absolute power could, you know, swipe them of a job?
It's probably more likely for the people at the top of the ladder than the bottom of the ladder. A lot of the issues this receiver is going to be dealing with are the sort of just gnashing your teeth, bureaucratic, just the stuff that when you think of bureaucracy and what makes you crazy about it. That's what this judge is, I mean, that's what this receiver is going to be dealing with. Stuff like the standardizing tests for new employees, standardizing the interview process so it's objective and not subjective, making a process that is fair to everyone, regardless of their race or gender.
And finally, Kyle, the appointment is happening later end of September. Who's going to make it and how will it be made? Someone maybe from outside Jefferson County could be holding this position?
Potentially. What we saw with the Jefferson County sewer receiver is, you know, the county as the defendant in this case and the plaintiffs will probably propose their own candidates. They will probably try to reach a consensus, or they could try to reach a consensus and make a recommendation to the judge. But ultimately, it's up to Judge Linwood Smith who will get this job.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.